till the other kitties knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though you know kids are chilling. We'll frolic and play almost every day, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Beautiful. Thanks, Ben. So I just want to echo what Ben was saying before, that we're delighted to be here again. And it really does mean a lot to us that you would take time out of your day to listen to us. It's we really appreciate that. I also wanted to say that we can't hear you, but if you'd like to clap or do this, we'll at least know your appreciation. And if you hate the song, you could maybe give us a thumbs down. I don't know, just however you want to do that. So the first song that I'm going to play for you is a Christmas carol called Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail the incarnate deity, pleases men with men to dwell, Jesus our. Glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, present with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Ryan. We're going to keep it on going with another classic, O Come All Ye Faithful. Again, if you guys want, you can sing along, you can clap along, whatever you want at home. You're nicely muted, so it won't be a cacophony on our side, so it should be good. But it'd be nice to see you guys singing along and being part of this. So here we go.
Don't roll that.
adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, sing choirs of angels, sing in exultation, sing all ye citizens of heaven above. Glory to God, glory in the highest. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Hail, Lord, we greet thee, born this happy morning, Jesus, forevermore be thy name adored. Word of the Father, now in flesh appeared. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore.
Thank you.
Bravo!
Thanks, Ben. Thanks.
I think that we had some of our members singing, but I think there might have been a little glitch, so we didn't hear them singing. But they were trying, so you can't blame them. They tried.
Nice.
They tried to follow your instructions for sure.
Honestly,
really nice hearing some of your voices.
We love hearing people singing. It's actually kind of funny being muted, especially while leading carols, because they're sort of meant to be for everybody to sing along.
It's just unfortunately with Zoom, it doesn't let you hear many sources. Usually, it will squash the other ones over one. So, unfortunately, so this next song is called Silver Bells. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers run home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, meet and smile after smile. And above all the bustle you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Nice. We're going to keep going. Classic. Let It Snow. Keeping with that classic outdoor Christmas vibe going on.
And we need some snow too.
Not really. It's okay.
Had this come a few days earlier, I think we would have been we'd have been singing "Let It Snow," you know, as in like, please, finally, bring that snow to us. But at this point, we've got some outside, which is really nice.
I think we're conflicted on that, Ben. I think this is
controversial. Well, that's a fair point. There are some people I think who look out the window are like, "Oh no, not again."
This is a controversy. But
well, and I don't think any of us are envying those early January, February, whatever Christmas slushes that happen all over the street. But
oh yeah,
for now we can say let it snow and we'll still be okay.
Yeah, but if it's warm on Christmas and there's no snow, it feels weird. I'm sorry.
That is true.
That I agree with. A little beautiful snow, light, and it goes away.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
On Christmas Eve.
24 hours just for Christmas and then it's done, right?
That's it.
On Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve, there we go.
No, exactly.
Ben, you must be like an outdoors person.
Yeah.
Ah, that's why.
If I get the chance, I think my favorite thing in around this time of year is definitely walking around and being able to see everybody's lights that they've all put up. So yeah, if you get the chance to look out the window and see all those lights, oh, it's top notch, especially when it's just a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
At least you're being consistent with what you're about to sing, so.
Well, that's fair.
Let it go.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Did you always have a great singing voice?
Oh, absolutely not. It took a while before I was comfortable with my singing voice. And then even then, I don't think it was amazing, but I think I was doing music in Sejup for a little while. And it really kind of fleshed out, like, how do you sing? How do you sing with your diaphragm? How do you not just, you know, I don't know, random things and singing in the car and singing in the shower and stuff like that. So it really forced me to kind of take a look at my singing again and be like, how does this work?
So it is possible to learn to sing, because
I think so, yeah. I think that everybody, like, there are times where you're like, oh, no, like, a person is out of key and stuff like that. But the reality is like, if you're having fun singing, then, like, what's stopping you? The reality is you can develop, you can learn, you can grow. It takes practice to make perfect, just like anything else.
Very well said.
It definitely can be learned.
Okay.
So we're going to keep going here with a song called Christmas Time Is Here.
Okay.
I don't know if this is a very common one, but if you've seen the Charlie Brown Christmas movie,
it's Ryan, I don't know whether it's just me, but you've got a little quiet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I apologize.
Like, quite a bit quiet.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll turn up the volume.
How's that, everybody?
Higher. Yeah.
Higher. A little higher.
Oh, wow. Okay. How about now? Turned it up.
I don't know what happened. You suddenly dropped down. It was like when you entered the break room previously and it suddenly went high and now it's gone low again.
Okay.
This is probably where his girlfriend, wife is like, he's quiet finally. Why are you asking?
Yep, that's fair. All right, I'll bring the mic a little bit more this way. Here we go. I'll try and play a little bit louder. Is that a little bit better? Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, fun for all the children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Sleigh bells in, beauty everywhere, Yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, we'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Thank you. Two short ones, eh? They're just little songs there. I like them though. So we are going to actually move to a little break. If you'd like to get up and stretch, if you'd like to take a bathroom break or grab a drink, go ahead. And in the meantime, if we could actually just unmute people if they'd like to ask any questions or bring up anything, that would be wonderful.
Oh.
just be mindful if people have background noise, because we all hear it. So Kenny, you had something?
Yes. Ben, I wondered what happened to Parson Brown in your first song.
Goodness, Parson Brown?
Oh, right.
Presumably, Parson Brown hopefully will come to town and marry these people. But
that's right. I had never heard...
They just dressed up the snowman like Parson Brown, so who knows what happens after that point.
That's right.
Although I think that's an excellent question.
Watch too many British mysteries, Kenny.
Oh, dear. If we go down that route, that's a whole different sort of Murdoch mystery thing going on there.
Right.
Parson Brown, what happened to him?
So has anybody gone Christmas caroling in their younger years? Door to door?
No, I don't think so.
Linda Isaacs? Linda, unmute yourself. We can't hear the story. Do you know how to unmute yourself?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm having a little bit of a lunch. So, yes, I did. I go caroling from door to door when I was young, back in the Philippines.
In the Philippines?
Yes.
And how many were you?
Pardon me?
How many carolers were you?
Oh, at least 10.
Woo!
Are you all...
So whether you have a good voice or not, then you can't be heard.
I was going to say, are you all talented singers?
Oh, that's what I said. You know, it doesn't matter. We're all talented or not. We go with the group. So the more, the merrier.
Anybody else have caroling stories? Vivian? You have to unmute yourself, Vivian.
I didn't go caroling, but I used to go. I'm still muted?
No, you're okay.
I used to go to Victoria Hall and then to the clubhouse of the bowling, lawn bowling. Until 2 years ago, they used to have Christmas caroling. It was a lot of fun. Everybody took something to eat and they had Glühwein. And we spent a lovely evening. I miss that very much. Because they had also the words for all the songs that we were singing. So yeah, everybody joined. It was fun.
Yeah.
Where did you say that was?
In Victoria Hall, Westmount.
The lawn bowling.
Yeah. And then in the lawn bowling clubhouse.
Cool.
The last 2 years, a couple of people organized this in their home, but it's not the same. Yeah,
I can imagine.
I miss that. And there was once on Albert Park is on Sherbrooke.
Okay.
People from Victoria Hall. From Westmount, sang outdoors.
Wow.
Yeah, next to the tree that they put by this ice cream place.
That's
Dairy Queen. Yeah.
That's not the yearly sing-in, is it? Because I know they do a yearly sing-in with Christmas carols and stuff like that, but I don't remember if it's the same thing.
Well, could be. Yes, it was Rosalind, what was her name? Was it the counselor? And she made sucre à la crème. It was delicious.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Mary, what's the counselor she's referring to?
Rosalind Davis.
David, yes. Rosalind, yeah.
It's funny because in our elementary school, it was a tradition. We would go, they would have us practicing all December and we would go door to door in the early evenings to people's houses and then go back to school and have hot chocolate. And so caroling is definitely part of my, and then as I got older in Sejup, we would do it in hospitals.
Oh, that's nice.
Which, yeah, it was always appreciated.
Can they have
that tradition, Janice?
Yeah. We had a Swiss student staying with us a number of years ago, and she asked if we could do something, and I didn't know. And she found at the A&P Church downtown, Andrews and St. Paul's had. So I took her, thinking I was just dropping her off, and they wheeled me in. And we went to Crescent Street, stood on the corner, 20 of us, singing, and with a can. And collected over $500 in an hour and a half to give to a charity.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And she said it was a magical Canadian Christmas, caroling evening, because the snow was romantically falling down and the singing and on Crescent Street and all those lights.
That's very nice. Actually, the city would have two or three boxes for Shidoris and other for people to donate.
Yeah. Sorry, Reka, what?
No, I was going to say it's a beautiful, I mean, you got the right location, right time.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather and, you know, that sounds great.
We were tuned by a phenomenal piano in that amazing church. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, no, that sounds great. Can I ask a silly question? What do you do when carolers come up to your door and they're singing? You have to, just asking, do you pay them? No. It's a stupid question, but I've never had caroling because I have no voice, as I said earlier. Because someone early on had said, Reka, please, never try singing. Do not.
That's not true. Everybody can sing.
So I've never tried. And so, you know, if people come to my door, let's say they did it a few years ago, and I was like, it's minus 20 and I'm open with my door and I'm putting my clothes on, like my jacket on, and I'm like, thank you, but please go away.
Oh my God, don't do that. That's terrible.
I know, I didn't say that, but I was feeling like, oh my God, what do I do? It was the first time for me, that's why.
And that's not a silly question at all.
No.
I just don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do when it's used to happen.
So what do you do?
I feel like I've seen, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like I've seen people caroling for like canned goods, like to support food banks and stuff like that. Yeah. So I feel like normally if they are trying to raise funds for something, they'll have
a sign.
Something that indicates what they're raising money for.
If it's just a group that comes to your door, typically they're just doing it to spread Christmas cheer. I think that's really the whole goal of it, as far as I can tell. So if they come, there's no obligation to either A, open the door for them if you don't, or B, to give any sort of money or anything like that.
Maybe just give them some cookies. And if you really want them to go away, throw them at them.
Go bake them while they're singing, and then go and you can deliver the gift.
And Reka.
Over there.
Yeah, exactly.
And Reka, maybe they just want to give you a phenomenal story to tell in COVID year 2020.
Yes. I had all these people come to my door. I opened it, and they were singing at me. No, everyone's super nice. No, it was just a silly question from before, but
no, that's fair.
I get it. I mean, I'm envious of people who have the ability to sing, and who, you know, because it requires confidence. And I mean, you gotta. I can fake it a little while, but you'll know I'm faking it. I'm like, can I stop now? Please, can I stop now?
Well, that's why you sing in a group.
Yes.
So then you just move your mouth and nobody know.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I can testify that these two young men who have such confidence 12 years ago were not the same 12 young men with confidence. They were shy young lads.
I can remember one of the first times I was at a summer camp and I was meant to go up and sing at the front. And there's a big difference between leading in front of a campfire where everybody's just singing whatever key and whatever, and actually being up at the front and trying to actually sing something. And I remember being so nervous. There was a later time where I was singing with Ryan. I was singing the harmonies for it, and I was totally off. And I kept going with the piano, and I didn't sing harmonies for the rest of the song. So it takes a while, I think, to gain confidence and to gain that sort of sense that you're actually singing along, and whether or not it's perfect, you got to keep going, you know. So I think that's a
yep. Lots of shaky singing in the beginning, and awkwardly singing. Just laughing into the mic because you don't know what to say. And,
oh yeah, absolutely.
You know, it's a process, all right, but. But the more you do it, the more you get acclimated.
But I do want to mention that Ryan.
No, it wasn't a question. I was going to say that the best thing is, of course, if you join a choir, because you do acquire some knowledge and how it's done properly. And right now, unfortunately, it's not the time because we're not supposed to. And it's a very pleasant thing. Singing, it gives you an uplifting. You feel good when you sing, actually, because it just works that way. And we forget, you know, we don't have to have public all the time. Some of us want to purify, but just for ourselves, it's nice.
And can I say, do you guys go to karaoke clubs? I think Ryan might be muted, but do you guys go to karaoke clubs and like win the club? You know, like, oh yeah, I'm just starting out. And
I actually don't. I'm not a huge fan of karaoke personally. I think I think it would be a great place to grow and enjoy singing and learn. I think what Christina was saying too, like a choir, I didn't join a choir, but it seems like a really low stress environment to learn how to sing. So you don't have to start as a soloist in front of a bunch of people. So I think karaoke, just being around your friends, is a great place to start. But again, I mean, like, we don't often get together and just sing together for fun. It doesn't always have to be a performance. I think that's a really good point, you know? Mm.
One of the things that I really enjoy, because karaoke clubs I actually haven't done all that much of, but the thing that happens, because we're kind of musicians as well, is we get to sneak into jam sessions. And when you're in a jam session, then it's just, you're like with everybody, but you're sort of doing your own thing at the same time, and everybody sort of trades off who's leading and stuff like that. So it's, I don't know, I find that place is much easier for me to kind of just start singing or doing whatever, or just go back to playing piano or stuff like that, because it's just like a spot where everybody's just kind of doing whatever they're going to do, and sometimes it's not going to sound great, and that's okay, and you just keep going, and it's sort of that experimental place where you can kind of just venture out and try stuff. So
and I think that there's different categories for singers too, you know. You see like these competitions like American Idol, and you see these great singers of the past, you know, like Celine Dion and stuff, and they have these beautiful ranges, and yet we love listening to people like Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash and people who, it's like, they're not these fantastic singers, but we love them because they have just these unique voices, and they have honesty in their songs and the way that they sing. So I think not everybody needs to be the best, you know. Music isn't a competition, it's about honesty and human expression, you know. So,
and Leonard Cohen,
yes, great example. Wow. Yeah. He's a gem.
Speaking of which, we may or may not have some of him in the future, potentially, in this concert.
We've got some Cohen coming up.
And he's all ready for it. Very nice.
I better get the Kleenex out.
Oh, no.
Christina? Christina has another?
Yes, I don't know if anybody tunes in at 11 o'clock on a Friday night at 88.5 CBC. You have Randy Bachman Turner Overdrive. He goes back. You are a fan, are you?
Absolutely.
Love him. You know, it brings back my memories of when my son was at home and he was listening to this stuff, and I loved it. And he's going systematically. So you're listening, Ben? It's every Friday at 11 o'clock at night, ladies. So I don't know if anybody stays up that late.
I catch him on Saturday earlier at 7.
Oh, yes.
Okay, but that's when I watch a British comedy. I'm sorry, I can't do that.
That guy's a real night owl then, doing a show at 11 and at 7. Wow. Well, Janice, perhaps we should keep going. Are you okay with that? Okay, wonderful. Ben, I think you're kicking us off at the beginning of this next
time. I am. I'm just warning you, Ryan, you're still quiet.
Am
yeah.
I?
Oh, both dear. Of you are really quiet.
Is this
oh,
better?
I might be leaning the wrong way. Am I louder now?
How is this?
You can go up a little more.
A little bit more? How about now? Are we okay? I can turn it up even louder.
Yeah, louder.
Yeah, maybe louder. You just yell at us.
How about now?
Yes, that's perfect.
How are we? Okay, wonderful.
Okay, Ben, Ryan's fine. Ben, do you want to give us
Hello,
a few words?
If I say stuff, la 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 la, am I quiet?
You can still be louder.
How about now?
Yes.
Is it better?
Yes.
That's much better?
Everyone okay with that? Yes, much better. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get back into it. We're going to keep going with the first Noel.
Oh.
Love that song. I'm gonna play another old carol. We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts, we traverse afar.
field and fountain moor and mountain fall yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never over us all to reign. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense own to deity nigh, prayer and praising voices raising, worship him God on high. Myrrh is mine, it's a bitter perfume, breath of life, of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone cold tomb. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God in sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia, sounds through the earth and sky. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light. Star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to that perfect light.
Thank you.
That's a super fun song. It also has a couple hallelujahs in it. Because we're gonna do one that's perhaps not usually put in the caroling venue, but I think is still sort of got an interesting tie-in with this time of year. Leonard Cohen, Hallelujah. It's classic, and I hope you'll forgive me for not doing it exactly like him. But it's going to be my own version.
How dare you?
I heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you.
I love singing harmonies to that song too, man. I hear the bells saying Christmas is near. They ring out to tell the world that this is the season of cheer. Oh, why can't every day be like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Singing sweetly somewhere, and the glow fills my heart. I'm at peace with the world as the sound of their singing fills the air. Oh, why can't every day like Christmas? Why can't that feeling go on endlessly? For if every day could be just like Christmas, what a wonderful world this would be. Every day could be just like Christmas. What a wonderful world this would be.
Yay! Awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So we're actually going to take it forward a couple days from Christmas. We've been doing a number of Christmas songs, but there is another celebration that comes at the end of the year, and we won't be with you to sing a song about it, so we're going to do that now. And the classic song to sing when it comes to the end of the year, and it starts a new one, is Auld Lang Syne. So we're going to sing that.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Don't get to hear that one often.
True.
All right. I am going to play my very favorite Christmas song, O Holy Night. O Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night.
night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and ever pining till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh, night divine, oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, night divine, oh, night, oh, night by the light of faith serenely beaming, with glowing hearts by his cradle we stand. O'er the world a star is sweetly gleaming. Now come the wise men of Orient land. The King of Kings lay thus in lowly manger. In all our trials, born to be our friend, he knows our need. To our weaknesses, no stranger. Behold your King, before him lowly bent. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise we with all our hearts, we praise his holy name. Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. His power and
I almost feel bad speaking after your so calming voice.
No, don't feel bad at all, please.
I do. I feel like I'm breaking the mood now. It's like,
well, to be honest, Rega, I think that we are going to be breaking the mood ourselves because our last one is a very raucous song in comparison to the previous.
Yeah, what were we thinking? I don't know.
So this is going to be our last song for today, but. Again, feel free to sing along. This one is meant to be sung by a large group of people, so you guys are welcome to be that group of people. This is We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. So much for joining us. It is always super fun to sing along with you guys. And you guys always appear.
Does everybody hear me now?
Yeah, I think we got halfway through that.
Sweet. Well, I want to say too, we do indeed wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and a Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish friends. And we just hope that you guys have a great and peaceful holidays.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Same to you.
Seriously, thank you.
Over to you, Dennis.
Thank you.
And
Happy New Year.
Yeah. We wish you all the best, and we'd like to hear you again.
Yes, awesome.
Wonderful. We'd love to come back.
Good.
You're not sick of us yet?
The guys can take requests if anybody wants to give requests for their next performance.
I'm afraid, Janice, that I've got to go back to work.
Oh, Ben's got to go back to work.
Okay, bye, Ben. Thank you.
Bye, Ben.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Cheerio.
Bye, thank you, Ben.
Take care.
Take care. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.